Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Relationships Rule. As we approach a new year, I can't believe it, but we're almost there. And really, at any point in our business journey, it's a great time to step back and revisit how we're showing up in our marketing, especially when it comes to the story we're telling. That's why I'm bringing back one of our most popular episodes with Chris Jones, a story brand expert and the author of From Click to Client. Chris shares how one well-crafted story can replace all your marketing and transform your website into a sales tool that works for you around the clock. If your message feels muddled or your website isn't converting the way it should, this conversation will open your eyes to a simpler, smarter way to connect with clients. So let's listen again to this powerful conversation with Chris Jones and discover how to make your message work harder so you don't have to. Relationships rule. That's my motto. I'm Janice Porter, and I love to share the power of relationship marketing to help grow and impact business. I've grown my business by building and nurturing relationships, and I'd like to help you do the same. Welcome to the Relationships Rule podcast, where connection means everything. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Relationships Rule. Today, I'm joined by Chris Jones, a seasoned branding expert, story brand guide, and now author of a new book, From Click to Client. It has a subtitle, but we'll get into that in a minute. So, From Click to Client. Chris has helped powerhouse brands like Nike and Adidas in her early days, I think, before she went out on her own, as I recall, and now dedicates her time to empowering entrepreneurs with her signature story selling system. And in this episode, she shares how to replace all your marketing with a single story that sells and how to build a website that works for you 24/7. So first of all, welcome back to the show, Chris.
Thank you, Janice. I am thrilled to be here today.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your book. I know it was a long time coming and pretty yes. exciting to have that out there. I looked back that we had spoken earlier. You were on my podcast back in, I think it was May 2023. It was episode 205. We're now up to in the 300s, I'm proud to say. So that's kind of cool. And in that episode, we talked about writing compelling copy, which was part of the website journey and so on. But today, I think we're going to focus on your book because there's more to it than just writing compelling copy, right?
That's true. Yep.
So first of all, what inspired you to write your book now? You've been in the industry 20 years. What inspired you to write your book now?
Well, in the last 5 to 7 years, I've really incorporated storytelling into every project that I do. So I really started out in the early days as a visual storyteller and then realized over time in marketing that the visuals really aren't effective if they're not working with really compelling copy. So now everything I do is based on telling a very compelling story that's actually going to motivate your potential clients to know confidently that you're the one they want to work with. So I've made that transition over time, and now everything I do is really about the story, and design is secondary to that. And that's the way that my clients get the greatest results. So the way the book was born is because over the last handful of years, I've really streamlined my process, which is the signature story selling system. Mm-hmm. And I've been able to work with my clients in a very efficient way, in a very deep way, and in a way that gets them the results that they're really hoping for. But essentially, I honed my process to the point that if you don't have the budget to work with me one-on-one, I still want you to be able to get the results that my clients get. And so I was able to, with a process that I know is proven to work time and time and time again, I was able to just take all that information in my head and put it into a book, and that way I can help more people, reach more people. And honestly, it was something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, but it all just kind of came together as things do when the timing is right.
Right. When the time is right, for sure. Well, at the beginning of your book, you talk about something that I talk about when I'm doing LinkedIn training as well, especially with the part that's about called the about section, which is not really about you, but you have 7 seconds to make that first impression, whether it's on that LinkedIn profile or it's on your website. And why you talk about why traditional websites fail and the mistakes that people make based on the fact that things are different now. Can you speak to that, to the audience?
Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest mistakes that happen is that if it's our website or our LinkedIn profile, we automatically and understandably would think, okay, I've got to write about myself here. Right. It's about me. But really, your messaging, the way you make it compelling and make it engaging and make it interesting is to really talk about your hero, and your hero is your client. And so it's a very different way of sharing your message about your business, because you're really making your potential clients the central figure of your story, and you are in the story. You're the most powerful, strongest character in the story. You are the guide. You are the Mr. Miyagi, or you are the Yoda, right? But your clients are the hero. And so what happens is, at all over LinkedIn, I would say 99% of LinkedIn profiles are doing this, and 99% of websites are doing this. The business owner is making themselves the hero of their own story because they're talking all about themselves. And right. When you're the hero of your own story, you literally kick your potential clients out of the story. You kick them out of engaging with you. And when you flip the script and you really look at your business with a new lens, a lens where you're the guide and they are the hero, what you're doing is you're inviting them into a narrative with you. You're inviting them into a story where they play the hero. They're the central character, and you are the strongest character. You are the guide. So it's a totally different way to put yourself out there. And for the person who's coming to your website or visiting your LinkedIn profile, it feels good. They don't know why necessarily it feels so good. They don't know why they're feeling such a connection with you, but we do. It's because that's what story does. It cultivates authentic connection. It builds authentic trust, and it allows them to really envision what their life would be like if they decide to work with you, and what their life would be like after they work with you. All the wonderful things that are going to happen for them if they engage with you.
Right. And just very simply put, I think if we start by writing about who we serve and how we serve them, or what, and I'm just generalizing here, or even the pain points that they have that we come and guide them away from to success, then they say, hey, that person's talking my language. They get me. Maybe I should talk to them, rather than us starting about all about us and our background and our accolades and things like that. That doesn't mean anything to anybody until, like, it's the expression that I always use, right? That I don't care about you until you care about me. And so you have to make the reader, the viewer, the listener feel as though you're caring about them first. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I would totally agree with that. People don't actually want to work with the best person. They choose to work with the one they feel the most connected to.
Right.
And the way we cultivate that connection is by showing that they matter to us the most. We understand their struggles. And when we articulate their struggles And we start our messaging in that way by showing them that we get them, like just like you said, they feel seen, they feel heard, they feel not alone in their struggle. But most importantly, they feel like Janice is in my head. She must be the one that I need to work with. She's clearly the best one to solve this problem because she understands it so intricately.
So do you ever come across clients when you're starting to work with them, even though they've come to you because you get them, they feel it, they've chosen you because there is a connection of some sort. Now you start to work with them about shifting the way they write about themselves, the way they position things on their website and so on. Do you ever come across people that fight that because they feel that I don't know how to say it without like it's so important. They hang on to things that really aren't that important, but they think they are. Does that make sense? Like maybe you don't because you've got the right people, but sometimes I find for me anyway, that if I say something about, you know, like you've got these letters after your name on your LinkedIn profile, just can only use my example. There's a zillion coaches out there. And yes, I know you've got the recommend or the credentials to be a coach. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Let's put that here and here and here on your profile, not there where it's not supposed to be. Sometimes they, you know, you can feel them tense up because that was so hard for them to get, or they wanted it so badly. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I really do know what you're saying. I think that part of my process is really about educating people to think differently about their messaging. And so really by the time we get into the deep work together, they're really aware of what works, what doesn't. And they're ready, you know,
yeah,
they're
they
ready
trust
because
by that time. Yeah.
Because they also know, okay, I've had it that way for the last 2 years and I haven't gotten one new client from my website.
Right.
So it's not working. And so they are typically open and eager to make those shifts and follow my guidance.
Yeah, they trust you by that time, by the time you get to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does SEO still matter when you're doing those things, when you're doing websites? Is that still important?
You know, I mean, the online space is so saturated that you could pour thousands of dollars into SEO every month and maybe you'd come up on like the fifth page. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's
yes.
kind of like a drop in the ocean. So it's I think in the earlier days, like you could really, if you had the money, you could really pour gas on the fire and get your SEO to work for you. And I'm not saying that SEO isn't important. I think it is. But I had a client come to me. He was a mortgage broker and he was pouring like $2,500 a month into SEO and he was getting a great amount of traffic to his website. Like it was totally working. The only problem was the messaging on his homepage was written for bots. You know, it was written for the Google algorithm. And so it was working. But then when people were coming to the website, they were not at all connecting to him. And so he wasn't getting any lead calls. He wasn't getting people to take that next step. So it's doing the good work of you know, being strategic with SEO, but I write for humans. I write for human connection. I'd much rather you have, you know, 50 visitors that come to your website and identify and connect with you than 1,000 visitors who come and don't feel a connection. And so there is a workaround to that. I mean, I still really, I'm all about, you got to write for humans. Like we can sniff it out when we can tell a website has been written for SEO. It feels off. It doesn't feel quite right. The way that I implement SEO on my own site, I write everything that people are going to encounter. I write it for humans, I write it for them. And then I have a blog in which I post podcast episodes, articles, just kind of whatever I'm up to, I post on the blog. But I don't have that blog in my upper navigation because I don't necessarily want people to get bogged down with all the information that's in my blog. I put it, I tuck it, I don't like hide it, but it's in my footer. And if somebody wanted to find it, they totally could. But nobody wants to read a blog these days. They want to be efficient with their time. They want to get to the heart of the matter. They want to get to the essence of who you are, what you do, can you help them, and what do you want me to do next to engage with you? And so when we offer our blogs in the upper navigation, or we feature that in a big way on our website, what happens is it might be a well-written blog. It might be very interesting. It might be very educational. But when that person, your potential client, is at your website, they're reading your blog and they're like, wow, this is good information. I'm learning a lot. I'm going to come back to this when I have more brain capacity. Like right now, I have to go make dinner and I'm feeling my brain's full for the day, right? So they're like, I'll come back tomorrow when I have some more time. And guess what? They never come back. So you've just information overloaded your potential client into not taking action when they might have if you had not thrown all that information at them.
We really have to be mind readers, don't we? As well as everything else. So, how does someone go about uncovering their signature story? You talk about your signature story.
Yeah, well, the first thing that I do is called Mine for Gold. That's Mine for Gold. Your story is inside you. It's in your head. It's in your heart. And we dig deep to pull out those golden nuggets and that golden thread that is your story. Your story is not something that's created or invented outside of you. It's already inside of you. And it's my job to kind of clear out the clutter and identify what are the golden nuggets of your story.
So, can I just ask for clarification then here? Because when you say your signature story, I would think like your bio in a sense, right? But you don't mean that, do you? Is this in reference to putting the hero first still? So,
Yes, the
okay.
heroes first.
You're right. So in a signature story, for example, humor me here. If it were me, would it be something that speaks to, like you would draw out of me stories and things that I have experienced over the years that maybe show that I'm all about relationships, or that these are the things that is it things that I help with, or is it things that
Yeah,
so
it's not necessarily like digging up stories from your childhood or your
right.
background.
Okay.
It's really asking you the questions that I know how to ask to pull that story out of you. And those components are your hero, what they're struggling with, who are
Okay.
you as the guide, what is the plan, like what's your process, what do you want them to do next? So we really uncover all those components of story by doing that mining for gold
Okay,
process.
that makes total sense then. Okay, thank you. Yeah, no, that's important though. I think that, people see that that's what you mean by your signature story, or your signature storytelling system, really. Really
Yes.
selling
It's
system.
really, I want people to think of it as this is a narrative that you have for your business. This is not your founder's story. It's not how you kind of got into this industry. It's really a narrative that we craft, a narrative that your potential clients are the hero and you are the strongest character as the guide. So it's a narrative that we craft. That narrative lives on your website. The same narrative lives on your LinkedIn. That same narrative lives like in a video that you might have. What it, any all of your marketing, right? Your signature story, when it's done well, it contains all of those hero's journey components, but the reason that we can use one story in all your marketing is because it really works like an accordion, right? It can stretch out, it can go in, it can go middle, and it just like an accordion, your signature story never changes. It just depending on where it lives, right? In LinkedIn, it's going to be the same story components, but it's going to, you have a different word count that you have to work in. And so those are kind of the ways that we do it. So step one is mining for gold process. We pull that story out, those raw, rough golden nuggets. And then that's once that process is done, your story has really been pulled out from your head and heart. Then I polish up that gold and I write your story for you. If you're reading the book, I show you how to do it yourself. But this is the way that I work with my clients, and it's the same as in the book. So I write your story for you. I polish up that gold. And then we get on a call together, a 90-minute call, and we refine the story together. So I walk you through your signature story. And the goal of that is to really help you understand the thinking, the strategy behind every word that I've written, because I believe every word is guilty until proven innocent. So less is more, but it also, the reason the signature story feels so good and it feels so aligned with who you are is because every step of the way we're collaborating, I'm pulling the story out from within you on step one. Step two, we're collaborating and refining the story together. So it really allows us to craft a story that feels really authentic to you, as opposed to often as business owners, we'll hire a copywriter, they'll go write in a silo, bring the copy back to us, and we read it and we're like, huh, just kind of feels off. It just doesn't feel right. I'm going to make a bunch of changes. And then it's like a back and forth change-a-thon. And it ends up, you know, being number one, expensive, and number two, time consuming. And number three, you probably could have done it quicker if you just did it yourself.
Do you do websites for people too, though, or do you just deal with the copy?
Yes. So step three is really taking your signature story and integrating it onto your website. A lot of my clients have their website in like a Wix or a Squarespace or a Kajabi or whatever. I don't care what platform you're in. I'm platform neutral, but whatever platform you're in, it's very easy to copy and paste the story, the words over into whatever builder you're in. And then I work with my clients to make sure that the visual story that they're telling is really in alignment with the written story that we've so carefully crafted. So they'll send me the link to the page once they've integrated the new story. And then I record a Loom video giving feedback on photos, colors, fonts, spacing, flow, all those details. And we usually go back and forth a couple of times just to get it totally dialed in. Because if your story is great, but your visuals are mediocre or don't look professionally done, people aren't going to take you as seriously. They're not going to trust you as much, right? So the visual story is as important as the written story.
You've got a new website since the last time we met, and it feels like it's leveled up.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So in your book, you talk a little bit about confidently charging premium prices.
Yes.
How does storytelling support that?
Well, premium prices, really, it comes down to building trust, number one. We build trust by really showing the hero that we understand their problem, reminding them of what's possible for them in their life should they solve this problem, really taking the time to show them that they matter most. And then really, people pay for problems based on how badly they want to solve them. So if you solve a really important problem for me, I'll happily pay for you to do that. Like I have a 7-year-old little boy, and he's been having some behavioral challenges. And it's been a couple years now. I've been kind of looking for a guide. I've been looking for someone who can help me parent him in a way that's really effective for him and for me. And so, like many people, they've tried a lot of different things. I've DIY'd it. I've taken courses. I've hired coaches, and I have still been at this place where I'm like, okay, this is a really big problem, and I really need to solve it. And I actually read a book. Again, this is the power of like what a book can do for your business. I read a book, and it's called Raising Lions. And then I went to the author's website, and I booked a call with him, and now I'm working with him, and I have finally found the person to guide me through this. Now, if he had told me that he charged $10,000 to do this work and to work with me, and he could guarantee that he was going to turn things around, I really would have paid it. I mean, that's a lot of money, but honestly, to me, it's so important. And so, yeah, that's worth it to me. He didn't charge me that much, but I would have paid it. So that's kind of what I'm talking about.
And I just did an interview with a gentleman who wrote a book called The Generosity Mindset. His name is John Ray, and he's a wonderful man. And he talks about value and your value, and in the sense of pricing, right? You have to believe in yourself, and then people have to see the value that you bring to the table. So I just wanted to hear what your take on that was.
Well, I love that you brought that up because, charging what you want to charge is half the battle. You have to really believe that you deserve that. And I've gone through certain iterations of the work that I do. Like I charge right now, the price that I charge is different than what I was charging 2 years ago. I also added a lot of value to my offer, but I remember the first few calls,
You're
how
choking, right?
uncomfortable.
You're choking on
It's
it.
I liken it. I told my partner, I'm like, it's like I'm doing acrobatics. Like I'm like throwing in free things, and it's funny. And I don't think there's really any way around that
You
other
just have
than
to speak it enough times and you start to, yeah, it starts to become more comfortable for sure.
And I think your website, I found this to be true. My website and my clients' websites, it can help you step into those bigger shoes. When you know you're ready, your website can kind of be like your front man or your bodyguard. It can put you out there in the way that you want or at the rates that you want. And even if, like, for example, I have a hidden page on my website that outlines all the pricing and what I charge and everything, right? So if you have a page like that you can pull up during a sales call, and the price is right there in writing, it takes the pressure off.
Yeah, I have the
And
same. You can sometimes feel them asking or wanting to ask, but they haven't yet. And so sometimes I might ask them, would you like me to talk about pricing? Yes, because they want to, but they don't want to. And then I don't show it to them right away. And then I say it, I'll give a range or something. And then I'll say, if you'd like, I can bring up the pricing page or something, But yeah, it's interesting. I know we have to grow into it, which wherever we are, for sure. Okay. So, I'm going to put you on the spot for a second. I'm sure you have many stories, but can you share a transformation story from one of your clients who's used your system, who you
Yeah,
befriended?
absolutely. I worked with a client named Andrea, and she had a great coaching business. She was an infidelity coach, and
Oh,
what she would do, she had a
interesting.
really
Yes,
interesting
and
and
very focused.
talk about solving a problem. Her program was called Know in 90, know if you're going to stay or go in 90 days. And so she had this beautiful program, and she was, she's a confident person, but she found herself on her sales calls kind of selling, and she didn't like how that felt, and she wasn't stepping into her story on her website and in her real life as the guide. And so we worked together and we really, mined for gold. We got her story. I polished it up for her, and we got it to a point where like it felt really good. And she came to me because she wanted more clients. She wanted to reach more people. What she didn't realize, and honestly, it wasn't until working with her that I really realized, the gravity and how good this little byproduct is of getting clear on your story is. She became so much more confident, and she started when she had the words to communicate what she did, and she knew in her bones how powerful it was and how important the work she was doing was. Her website started working, right? She started getting a lot more calls booked, but then when she would show up on those calls, she was calm because she knew she didn't have to sell anymore. She was using her signature story, in her sales calls.
To
Like
show
it
her
really,
value, right? To show her value.
she knew her value, and really it was less about her talking and more about her asking the right questions to her clients in the call. So prior to working together, she was closing about 20% of her calls, meaning for every 10 calls she booked, she was getting two clients.
Good.
After our work together, her close rate went up to 95%. So for every 10 clients, she was getting nine and a half. For every 10 calls, she was getting nine and a half clients. But m mostly, she just told me, because I talked to her a couple months later, and she was like, "You cannot put a price tag on this work. Like, it just the confidence that it's allowed her to step into the world in such a more profound way and impact more people. Like, people need her help." So, and now
So
she,
as your book says, from click to client, how to easily create a story-driven website that turns visitors into clients. Love it, which is so true. Your dream clients visit your website and quietly click away to competitors. I'm looking at the back now. Sorry. And what would you say is one step that our listeners can take today to start applying the story selling system to their brand? I'm going to focus on
Well,
your set.
yeah, the first, thank you for sharing that, Janice. The very first and most important thing you can do is just shift the lens in which you look at your business, in which you talk about your business, and really get clear on who your hero is, what they're struggling with, and what they're wanting. And then in all the materials that you create for your marketing, be consistent, be congruent. Like, people don't want to find you on LinkedIn and then go to your website and it's like a complete disconnect. Like, that's leaking trust. We don't want to leak trust. We want to build it. And ironically, having a consistent message is less effort, but we somehow as humans, we think, oh, that's lazy. We gotta be fresh and clever everywhere we show up. Well, the more consistent you are, the more you can beat that drum over and over and over, just the more people are going to remember you. They're really going to understand what it is that you do. So the number one thing you can do is really step into the story as the guide and identify your potential clients as the hero. And if you want to do that for free, you can go to my website, reddoorstories.com. And I have a freebie on there called How to Write Compelling Copy in 5 Minutes. It's just a very short video with a little worksheet on it, and it will get you going. It will forever change the way you talk about your business.
That's great. I'll put that in the show notes. Thank you so much, Chris. Well, this has been a delight. I'm very excited for you with your book. And are we allowed to talk about that you're writing another one?
It's in the works.
Okay, so
yeah,
we'll talk about that when the time comes, but it sounds pretty exciting with what you shared with me. So a huge thank you to you for sharing your wisdom and for showing us that marketing doesn't have to be complicated to be powerful. Your signature story selling system reminds us that the right story told simply and clearly can do the heavy lifting in our business. And if you want, my audience, if you want a website that truly converts and messaging that reflects the real value that you offer, Chris's book is a must read. And you can find it on her website and on Amazon, I'm guessing anywhere that books are sold. And we'll put the link to it in the show notes as well. So thanks for being here.
Thank you, Janice. It was delightful.
Thank you. And thank you to my audience. And if you like what you heard, please let us know and check out, I encourage you to check out Chris's book and her website as well to see a true example of her storytelling system. And remember to stay connected and be remembered. Thanks for joining us. If today's show inspired you to make a new connection, why not start with me? Head over to LinkedIn and connect with me. Be sure to let me know you are a podcast listener because I select one listener each month who connects with me on LinkedIn for a complimentary profile audit. And you know I love to meet new people, so I hope you take me up on it. Don't forget to stay connected and be remembered.